Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly.
This is RAWF After Hours. RAWF After Hours. I am Lord Amadeus, the owner and CEO of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. And my co-host is back this week. He is...
I buy a product and never use it. I hear the top keys of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican world radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the legendary luchador himself, El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
I am wonderful. I am absolutely terrific. It's been a great couple of weeks. So just so everybody knows, one of the reasons last week, new computer. My manager got a new computer. Had to spend some time switching everything over, getting all the files and programs over onto this computer. So it was a bit of a task, but we got it all done, and I think I'm ready to roll with this computer. We'll see. Still a few things, little bit of difference, but not too much. But at any rate, with El Vacant, how was your couple of weeks? What have you been up to?
Just doing my stuff. I took the time off to travel a little. I like to see the world. So, went to some nice...
Hold on a second. Is that rubber you're wearing underneath your costume?
No,
there?
No, clearly not. Why would I do that?
I know what that is. I've seen you wear that before.
I don't know what you're talking about. Innocent.
You're sweating. First of all, you're sweating like a pig, and it's like 55 degrees out, and I've got the air conditioner on in here.
I appreciate
and you're
that.
Still sweating.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm freezing my ass off because you're sweating like a pig, and it's because you're wearing whatever it is you're worried about something.
I'm insulated.
Yeah, you're insulated. All right, well.
Winter's coming. Insulation is good.
I understand, I suppose. I mean, given the history, but I can tell you right now, I'm feeling better than I ever have in the month of October. No headaches, no voices in my head. I'm feeling wonderful.
Well, that's great. That's good. I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that in a bit. But we are just 2 weeks away out from Graveyard Smash, but we got a lot more to talk about than just Graveyard Smash. Let's get to first some GM reports, if you will. Let's start with the tags report from Unstoppabot. The top five tag teams after five of six rounds are, in first place, Dungeons & Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness, and Nox Boogie. Tied for second place are the Happy Hippos, Marquis de Sade and Stryker, and Mind Games, AF James and the Extreme Enigma. In fourth place are Amor, DW, and Slashy, and in fifth place, two miserable Fkers. I suppose they're supposed to be fuckers. Strangleheart and Krabby. Final round has been posted. Thank you, Unstoppabot. Then let's bring on our RAWF Powerball GM to let us know if there's anything going on there. He is... Razor, good evening.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Vacant.
Why?
So, as you know, L.A., it looks as if Paragon has won that Powerball tournament and will be facing our champion at the pay-per-view.
Ah, yes. Paragon will challenge Sassy Applebee's for the Powerball Championship at Graveyard Smash. What's your analysis of this match? Who do you think is going to walk away as your Powerball champion after Graveyard Smash? Will it be Sassy, or will it be the Paragon of Greatness?
You know, I think Paragon's on a roll as of late, and I think he just might pull it out and become the new champ.
All right. Not a bad prediction. Certainly, you can never bet against the Paragon of Greatness, one of the greats here in RAWF. Sassy herself has been quite on a roll, so I guess we will see when we see. Anything else to add to your report there?
No, I keep an eye out for me to be opening up the scene. I kind of am leaning towards the beginning of November when I will do that, but keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure you'll see it on the feed.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Stick around. Got quite a bit to talk to you about, so just stick around. We'll talk to you in a bit. All right?
All righty.
We're going to work with you, young man.
All right. Next up, I've got the Radical Rumble report from Unstoppabot. Let's get to that. Here we go. Radical Rumble, round two of the Radical Rumble has started. Wrestling in round two are Papa Shaker, AF James, the Mancunian Maniac, Paragon of Greatness, Simply the Best, and Nightcrawler, Knox Boogie, Maeve O'Hare, and the Unsettled Chris Cage, and then Strangleheart, Sassy Applebee's, and the writer Johnny Blaze. So far in the match between POG, STB, and NC, Paragon has defeated STB, and STB has defeated NC. Final match still ongoing between Nightcrawler and Paragon. If Paragon wins, he'll be moving on to the semifinals. But should Nightcrawler come out on top, that will create a three-way tie and will force a rematch, keeping Nightcrawler and Simply the Best from being eliminated. And in the match between Strangleheart, Sassy Applebee's, and Johnny Blaze, Strangleheart has won his match against Johnny Blaze, leaving Johnny Blaze needing to win his second match, and then hoping for a three-way tie if he wants to move on. All right, thank you, Unstoppabot. So, the Radical Rumble, if you've been keeping track of it, Elvake, and getting pretty hot and heavy, and that matchup that I was looking at, the NC, the Nightcrawler, Simply the Best, and Paragon, a great matchup, could get interesting.
Just this moment that got announced, I was like, damn, that's a hell of a round right there.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, it's all up to Paragon. He controls his own destiny. He can move on to the final four with that victory. But
quite frankly, everyone else in this competition should have seen that pairing and just sighed a sigh of relief, because it meant eventually two of those people were out.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I mean, seeing SCB, POG, and NC and all in the same bracket, knowing only one of them can make the final four, when I entered the competition, was like, that's going to get interesting there in that final four. But we will see how this progresses, and this has been an exciting Radical Rumble, to say the least, and I can't wait till this one finishes off to see who becomes the first ever Radical Rumble champion. And then, of course, hopefully we will have more Radical Rumbles down the road that will be just as exciting as this one has been. It has certainly been a hell of a ride thus far. All right, next up, he is our Ultimate Gauntlet GM joining us. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the ball. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it at hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And then the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Listen to gentleman, Big Purple himself, the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. You know, last week I was telling you that there was a very interesting story cooking up here in the Ultimate Gauntlet, and it was a story about my best friend, your best friend, everybody's best friend, RAWF's very own Ray of Sunshine, the unsettled Chris Cage, who had a run going on, starting with Billy Gunn picking up his first victory, going on to a second victory over Marquis de Sade, and a third victory, and a huge one at that, over Simply the Best, going on to a fourth match. That fourth match is going up against the Razor, the chairman, and the Razor falls to the unsettled Chris Cage, putting him at four victories, just one shy of an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match. All that is standing in the way of the unsettled Chris Cage is the legendary Conk, and Conk ends the run at four, this close, and Conk ends it. Conk defeats the unsettled Chris Cage, going on to a second match with Revenge Gibson, also winning that match. Conk is now currently in his third match with Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. That match is still underway.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. And Conk is definitely, we'll talk more about Conk here in just a bit, but kudos to Chris Cage. He won four out of the five. That but ran into Conk in a rare blip, and hopefully, you know, he can recover from that. I'm sure he will. Thank you, Paragon. Anything else to add?
Nope. Just remember to sign up on the company page. Ultimate Gauntlet's always up for sign-ups if you're not on it. Otherwise, I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. So those are our GM reports for the evening. And now, out of the vacant, if you would, let's update everybody on the RAWF ranking, official rankings thus far.
Yeah, I could probably do that. Okay, let's see. So, here we go. And we are dealing with 7 of the 14 matches. For those of you who are math impaired, that is halfway through. Halfway. Get it? Halfway. Meaning there are 7 more matches that have to be graded and counted and all that other stuff. So, halfway through, here is the top 25 as it stands right now. All right. In 25th place, we have Black Lilith. Oh, I haven't seen that in much. In 24th place, we have the Marquis de Sade. In 23rd place, we have Big Papa. In 22nd place, we have the chairman himself, the Razor. In 21st place, we were just talking about him, that's right, Conk is in 21st place. In 20th place, we have Papa Shaker. In 19th place, we have Big Purple himself, Paragon of Greatness. In 18th place, we have Revenge Gibson. In 17th place, it's getting awfully chilling because we've got Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. In 16th place, we have Bruce the Shark. In 15th place, we have, hold on, babe. I see you out there. I talked to you in a little bit, but you're in 15th. In 14th place, we have the Mancunian Maniac. Oh, I haven't said that name in a while. Good for him. In 13th place, we have the Cougar. In 12th place, we have Natalia Nitro. I don't think I've ever said her name this far up in the list before, ever. In 11th place, we have, oh, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel's in 11th place. That brings us down to the top 10. Right now, halfway through, the top 10 are in 10th place, Hot Shot Chaz. In 9th place, we have that, I hate saying his name, Undertaker. We got to change his name, Undertaker. In 8th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 7th place, we have the man with the mouth who's apparently trying to back it up this season, Money Sue. In 6th place, we have the Nightcrawler. In 5th place, we have, you don't believe in the fix, I don't care. In 5th place, we have Killer Neptune. In 4th place, we have the most aptly named man in all of professional sports, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 3rd place, we have Kayla the Governess. In 2nd place, we have A.F. James. And that leaves us in 1st place. You know, sometimes a man's name just falls into place. Simply the Best.
All right. And that is, as he said, this is halfway through this rankings period, but already I'm seeing a very interesting trend here on this one. You realize that we have some names on there that we hadn't seen for a while in the Razor and Aaron McFadden. They join Natalya Nitro, Revenge Gibson, and Conk, all members of the DOC. So already the DOC paying dividends out for some of those people that we were talking about and had the influence they might get out of that. And, of course, the Razor just announcing the other day he is the newest member of the Dirty Outcast Club, and we'll talk to him about that in just a little bit. But your thoughts on the effect the Dirty Outcast Club has had on these early rankings here, Elvagan?
I mean, look, clearly something's working for them because every one of them has managed to get themselves into the top 25 right after doing it. So, you know, they're doing something right. Let's see if they can keep it together and keep moving forward as a group, because that seems to be the biggest problem we have in the REW. These groups form, they make a lot of noise out of the gate, and then either infighting starts or it just falls apart because there's no cohesion. So, you know, I'm watching this group with bated breath. I want to see where it goes. I wish the best for them.
Indeed. It's definitely having an early effect here. And one of the only members we didn't mention of the DOC in the top 25, she's not that far down there, and Sophia McFadden, she's actually sitting at number 40, so she's not that far out. And that's usually, she's usually not even that high up on the list. So definitely having an effect is the DOC, and whatever Conk's doing, whatever he's feeding him, whatever he's putting in their water is definitely working, at least early on. What's that?
Have you seen Conk? It's probably steroids.
You're not wrong or wrong. All right. So before we talk about Graveyard Smash, let's talk about tomorrow at the Paycom Center here in Oklahoma City, the main event for the Superstars title. It will be Papa Shaker defending the Superstars title against Sean Hitman Hurd. Plus, there will be a special handicap match from the looks of things. And we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But Papa Shaker versus Sean Hitman Hurd for the Superstars title, that should be a good one. Your quick thoughts on that?
I think that should be a good one. I don't know that I can pick a winner on that. I think that's close. That's going to be a tight fight.
Yeah, it definitely is. Most definitely. Let's take a look here. No.
I will say both have recently been impressing me a lot.
On this week's Super Show or All right, it will be a handicap match, and apparently it's been agreed to by both parties. It will be the Unsettled Chris Cage and Papa Shaker taking on Double Frickin' A in a handicap match. And why Double Frickin' A would agree to this after everything he's said and done to Papa Shaker over the past few weeks, I have no idea, but I guess we'll find out. All right. So that is tomorrow's Superstars. I don't understand it myself, but it is what it is. It's going to happen, and we will get to find out what it should be an interesting situation. The whole Papa Shaker Double Frickin' A disagreement, I don't know if it's a good call, but the whole situation has been kind of tense, to say the least. So, all right. So with that being said, let's now turn our attention to Graveyard Smash coming to you live in 2 weeks from from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it is going to be a happening. As we mentioned earlier, well, I guess we didn't mention this earlier, Conk will defend the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against The Undertaker. Undertaker's got a big night. Three stages of hell match will be Soul Reaper versus Hotshot Chaz. They will have to... Chaz, if you're listening, I need to know all the stipulations of the three matches again. Send them to me in paper and writing so I can prepare for that in 2 weeks. But Conk will defend the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against Undertaker. As we mentioned earlier, Sassy Applebee's defends the Powerball Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Undertaker will defend his multimedia championship against Strangleheart. Hotshot Chaz will defend the Triple Crown Championship against Dr. Kent and AF James. FUBAR C, Chris Cage will defend against Revenge Gibson. Conk will defend his Midnight Hobo Championship against Kane the Governor. This just in, the new Arsehole of the Month, Marquis de Sade, will take on Undertaker for the Men's Championship. And in a side note, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, won the Biatch of the Month this month, meaning because she is the estrogen champion, she will get to choose her own opponent at Graveyard Smash. And as of press time, she is still pondering her choice. Kayla the Governors takes on DW for the national title, third pay-per-view in a row these two have clashed for that particular title. They have split their first two matches. This one is the rubber match. One of them will walk away with a 2-1 series victory, if you will, for the national title. Simply the Best will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against Nightcrawler. And in the main event, the Immortal Griffith takes on the Unsettled Chris Cage for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about some of these matches. Let's talk about that main event, the Immortal Griffith against the Unsettled Chris Cage. And you have voiced your concerns, as have several others, of Chris Cage's behavior. It is that it is a certain... It is not unlike a certain character that has appeared this time of year, usually in my body, but now everyone seems to think that maybe the maestro has jumped to Chris Cage. Is that your sincere opinion?
Yes. Yeah. It's not my opinion. That's what all data points to.
I mean,
did you hear him earlier? Normal people do not speak like that.
I mean, I saw that, and I just was like, well, he's pretty I mean, I've never been able to speak like that, right?
Only when a certain thing has happened.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that that's like what I did when I was maestro?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't. How is that even possible?
I just watched somebody else do it.
All right. With that being said, if that is indeed...
Demons, amigo. Demons. They're not normal.
Let me humor... I will humor you this time. I'll humor you this. Okay, so Chris Cage is now the maestro. How does that affect the World Heavyweight title match? Does the Immortal Griffith have anything to worry about?
The last time he fought the maestro, he died. I mean, he won the match, but he did die.
I mean, true enough. Okay. Do you feel... That a maestro Chris Cage would be a stronger opponent than a Lord Amadeus Chris Cage?
I'm sorry. What? Than a Lord Amadeus Chris Cage?
Lord Amadeus Maestro, sorry.
I feel like this is a trap question. I feel like there's no safe way to answer this. It's like when you know your girlfriend says, "Does this dress make me look fat?" There's no good way to answer this. I think there is a. I don't know.
If you're worried about hurting my
feelings,
if you're worried about hurting my feelings, don't worry about it. Because I would agree with you, Chris Cage.
I think Chris Cage is a better base material for the maestro to work with when it comes to how he operates in the ring.
I mean...
He's just meaner than you are. And here's the problem. Here's why I think the real problem is. See, you, at your core, you don't like the maestro or what he stands for, so somewhere... Even when the maestro's taken over, somewhere inside, you're fighting him. Chris isn't going to fight you. Chris embraced the badness a long time ago. He's giddier than a schoolgirl with a book of NSYNC stickers. Like he is as happy as it gets. That was a great season.
Well, as we're on the topic of Chris Cage, I see that we have a message from the Unsettled One. Let's take a listen to see what the number one contender, the World Heavyweight Championship, has to say.
Of the madness, the time of the rage, all brought to life by a man named Cage. The chaos in him tastes so delicious. His thoughts and ramblings quite inauspicious. The vessel of madness, we will now claim his prize, the title of champion, so shall he rise. And thus we will have stake in his innocent world. We will spread throughout like a tapestry unfurled. The immortal we know, we have faced him before, but not with this soldier, and not in this war. And might we remind you, we have almost slain him. He shows no fear, but if he did, you cannot blame him. See, at Graveyard Smash, he will finally fall. And Chris Cage will rise above them all. And the madness will have all of your souls, thus giving us power and all the control. So heed these words, because they are sage. You cannot stop the unsettled Chris Cage.
I mean,
Diablo. I got my rubber suit on. You can't do shit. I may be sweaty, but I'm safe.
I mean,
and if you needed anything else, you know, you just heard what I heard. You know, you listen to that when that opens. That's not Chris Cage music that played now, was it? Was it?
No, it wasn't.
No. Have you ever heard that song before? Have you ever heard that song before?
All right. I get it. Because
I've heard that song before, and all of them have heard that song before, but somehow I bet you have never heard that song before.
No, I haven't. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go back into previous year's shows and listen, because I know you said the Maestro made appearances on this show.
Don't see.
Right?
Don't see. Many times.
Okay. Maybe there's truth to it. Maybe the Maestro did find somebody else this year.
I mean, Christopher Cage has basically been sending the Maestro love letters for like 3 years. It's not stunning.
I mean, he was a supporter, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. I need to sort all this out. We'll talk about it later. But at any rate, let's talk about the immortal Griffith, and if this is indeed true, how much in jeopardy is his world title?
I don't know, to be honest. All right, so we have factors here. Griffith has beaten the Maestro before. It took a lot, but he did it. So there's an argument that says that he is not concerned about the Maestro. But caveat, and it's a big caveat. The Maestro is now in a different person, and from what little we've been able to gather, when he takes over someone, he does keep certain aspects of that person, and the person in question is someone who is quite good in the ring, is mentally unstable, and frankly has beaten Griffith a time or two. So I don't know. I don't know. And I mean, only Griffith can answer what he's thinking about this, but I think it changes the game completely, very differently. I mean, I think the match that we would have gotten if this wasn't the case is gone. And whatever it is we're going to see is completely up in the air.
We will have time to talk with the Immortal Griffith later in the program to see exactly where his head is at and see what he feels about this huge matchup at Graveyard Smash. Who is this? We got somebody come. I'm not sure who this is. What's the... OMG.
Hello, LA.
Yay.
Well, Paige, nice of you to stick your head out of whatever hole that you've been hiding in for the last couple of years. How the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So what brings you to our neck of the woods once again?
I want to fight.
Ah.
You had to ask. I mean, come on.
I was hoping that maybe she was selling Girl Scout cookies. It could have been that.
I do like Girl Scout cookies. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. I knew there wasn't a chance in hell of that, but you know, there was a slight chance. Maybe she was selling Avon or something. I don't know.
Maybe she kidnapped a bunch of Girl Scouts and just had these cookies left over shit. So who knows?
Yeah.
I've never been a Girl Scout. I beat them up.
Take a cookie. They're really good cookies.
They are good cookies, but no. I just like beating them up for fun. Just like I'd like beating up, I don't know. I've been back for about a week and a half. I've been doing challenges. Only to a few certain people. You know, keeping it in anarchy right now.
Is that right? So, you'd like a match. Is that who you? What I'm hearing here?
Yeah.
So you want to be put back on the active roster and start fighting again. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Guess what I'm going to break out here, El Vacant, for the first time in a long time.
The wheel?
It's been a while. The wheel! We get to play with the wheel.
Yay.
Let's play with the wheel. Let's see here. Hold on one second.
You know, plus I missed El Vacant, so I had to come back and talk to him. And then, you know, give you headaches because it's fun.
Thanks. Hold on one second.
El Vacant.
Oh, hi. Have you been?
Training. I locked myself in the asylum.
Because
I went crazy.
That's training? Should I feel really bad for the other residents?
Should you feel really bad for those that are not on the do not stab list?
Yes. That would be what
yes.
I'm asking.
Yes. See, luckily you and LA are safe. Well, LA is safe for now.
Paige, I apologize. I apologize for delay here, but had to take care of something really quick. All right, you ready? You want to know who the hell you're facing tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, now.
Uh-oh.
Wow. This is going to get interesting. Instead of telling you who it is, I'm going to play you their music and see if you recognize who this person is that you'll be facing tomorrow. That ain't it. Did you recognize that music, Pagers?
I don't, which is weird because I used to know everybody.
All right. Well, in that case, you'll be facing somebody I'm sure you will remember once you get into the ring with him. You'll be going one-on-one with none other than Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson.
Yes! Love it. Those are always fun matches.
So he has returned. Now you have returned. And now both of you will be doing battle tomorrow on Superstars. Looking forward to that? Sounds like you are.
Terrell, several times. Will I say I know him in the ring? No. But I can beat him. And I hope everybody's ready for some major, major jaw-jacking between the two of us, because that'll be the interesting part. It'll be funner listening to us than it will be watching us wrestling. I guarantee it.
So, with that being said, as I add this to the card, as I try to find you in the roster, what did you change your damn name to in Unstoppable?
It's Jerrica Paige. Remember, I had to go back to Jerrica after losing a certain match against a certain person, which I'm still not happy about. And I still somehow, some way, will plan on being able to take the Paige name back.
Spell Jerrica for me, because I still can't find it.
J-E-R-R-I-K-A.
I-K. That's what I keep putting in C.
No.
All right, there we go.
Shame on you,
LA. Still not finding it. What the hell?
There's no space.
Oh, is that it? No space? Is that why?
No space.
There we go. I will make sure to add you to the active roster. You will start getting rankings matches this week. You will face Mr. Truth tomorrow. And I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, I will. I will. Immensely. Pick the number one.
All righty.
Go ahead, grab your children.
Why? What are you going to do now?
You don't need it. I promise. I always have a trick up my sleeve, LA. You know that.
Speaking of the person that you had to change your name because of, you know this is his time of year, right?
Uh-huh.
And
why do you think I
chose
to come back at this time of year?
Yes. So have you been paying attention to what's been going on? Because it appears that I'm no longer the maestro, that he's jumped to somebody else.
I had heard that rumor.
You hadn't heard it, or you had?
I had, because, you know, mm-hmm. even though I wasn't around.
You were still
so
keeping your ear to the wall.
Of course. Huh. You know, I got to have my blacklist list somehow.
All right. I was just curious if you know, if you had noticed it, and if, you know, because everyone... I'm starting to see it myself. I didn't really believe it until maybe tonight. Didn't really, but I mean, do you agree? Do you think the unsettled Chris Cage is the maestro now?
The answer, you're looking for a seat.
I could see it. I mean,
are you from
Anna? He is very unsettled. He's much like Paige. Sadistic. He's quieter than me, though. But yeah, I could see it. But he was, like Bacon said earlier, he was a really big supporter of the maestro, whereas you were not, and tried to keep him locked up. Wrist, on the other hand? I'm not sure he'll do that. And sorry, not sorry.
Interesting.
That could be fun. That could be really fun.
You have a very
fun.
Interesting take. Very interesting take on it, I must say. All right, Pagers. Well, tomorrow it will be you versus Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson. And good luck to you. I can't wait to see how that matchup.
It's going to be fun. And like my song says, my way. That's how things are going to go this time.
I can't wait to see it. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Jerrica Paige, for the, I think it's the 25th time you've come back now.
No, it's not been that many. Not yet.
Oh.
My name's Tom Morgan Nightwalker.
No. All right. I just curious. All right. Oh, then. Well, I hope maybe this time this return sticks, huh?
It will. As long as, you know, I don't have to deal with the maestro much.
Any truth to the rumors that maybe you have a sister returning as well?
I'll never tell.
You're no fun.
That's not fun. A lot of fun. She doesn't play along. It's different.
Yeah. But see, LA, you don't like it when the twins are together.
I do.
Because then you have to have extra insurance.
All right, Pagers. Well, good luck to you against the Truth tomorrow. Good to have you back. And any final thoughts you'd like to share with us before we move on?
No. I'm going to be more quiet. I'm just going to watch and do my and take my matches one by one. And if I get to the big stage, I get to the big stage. If not, so be it. I'm here just to beat people up and not go to jail for it again.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerrica Paige has returned once again. We will see what impact she has in RAWF in the coming weeks. Good luck to you, Paige.
Thank you, LA.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Mr. RAWF, I believe he's on standby. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Gentlemen, judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Are you awake? How are you?
So, Judge, let's start with, of course, the survivor report, if you will.
Yes, the survivor report. I have it coming up in just a moment. I'm pulling it up right now. What is his name? It was voted off. It's actually a tie. I'm waiting on one tiebreaker. The guy did not get back with me in time. So it's going to be either it's either going to be King, the governess, or his wife, the governess. One of them will be voted off. And as soon as I'm waiting on the last vote, which the guy, I thought he voted for me, but apparently he hasn't voted yet. So I'm waiting on that. So we will see if he gets voted in here in just a few minutes.
All right. Wonderful.
So, because he has until the end of the show. Unfortunately, I told him they had until the end of the show to do the votes. So,
all right.
They have until the end of the show. I can't change that.
All right. No, that's fair. You don't want it going back on.
No.
All right. So, Judge, with that being said, let's talk about the announcement you made this week, and if you wanted to reiterate that on air, what you announced, and wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I have decided to, after the pay-per-view, I am going to be stepping out of action. I'm going to just finish up my Survivor here in RAWF, because this is one of the best companies. What you did to this company, Amadeus, is beyond words. There's no amount of words that I can put into what you've done to this company, how you made it the company of unstoppable. The amount of people wanting to come in, the amount of people that are here. Look at the people that are here in this chat, or the champions that you have. You've produced countless amount of talent. You and other ones have taken nothing. Just you took an abandoned building and made it into this gigantic thing. And to everyone that I have faced, it's been an honor. It's been a privilege. It's been a whirlwind. To my tag partners that I've been tag teaming with here in RAWF, it's been fun. You know, I was one of the founding members of a big faction that, you know, we brought into the RAWF, and then we did what we did. I was I stayed with it as long as I could, and did the best I could with it, and unfortunately, I came out on the bottom end of that time, and we done what we had to do with it. But to everyone in the Unstoppable, in RAWF, you guys have been a tremendous asset to me. If you ever need any, anything, you know, I'm always here. I'm just going to be sticking in the background. My manager's going through a lot, and I'm just having to deal with that right now. And health comes before anything. I'm just going to focus on that and make sure that I can continue to be here another 10 years or so if that's what I'm able to do.
Well, and it's certainly understandable. Absolutely, you need to take care of yourself before anything else. And with that being said, Judge, you are always going to be a part of RAWF no matter what, because you have been such a huge part of RAWF over the years from the beginning. And, you know, we will, as far as your division, the Hatfield-McCoy division, it will not be shutting down. I have a feeling you wouldn't want that. That's kind of your legacy. You have a lot of legacies here in RAWF. So Hatfield and McCoy will continue on one way or another, and unless you disagree.
No, that's something that you guys can come to determine who you would want to whoever you would want to put in charge of it. I know someone who would probably be a good person to run it. This person, as long as they had time to run it, I think they would be able to do a good job with it. But that's going to be totally up to you.
Mm-hmm. That'll be discussion
be totally
for
up to you guys. So
that'll be discussion for another time. But one way or another, that division will continue on as well. You know, you have a lasting legacy here in RAWF as far as things like the things you've done, created the Survivor shows, the Champions Choice Champion was your baby, it was your creation, and has been a fixture here in RAWF for many, many years, along with other things. And you know, you do deserve to sit back and relax for a while, focus on you, and we certainly wish you all the best. And you know, I know you'll still be around, like you said, but you deserve to rest here. Any thoughts, Elvica, on what Judge had to say?
I mean, I think you kind of covered it, but yeah, you know, you've been around here a long time, and I'm quite, you know, there's more than a few people, I think, in this company that would say that if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't be here at all. Hell, if it wasn't for you, this company might not be here at all, because, you know, like you said, you gave this building and the opportunity to LA when you first decided to give this all a shot, and look what turned into. So, you know, your legacy here is pretty much settled. You've done everything you ever really could have done. Just, you know, you didn't prove anything to anyone. So, you know, keep that in mind when you move forward.
Oh yeah, and I just got the vote in, and Kane, the governor, is going to be cascaded off of the island.
Oof,
he voted out a survivor this time.
All right. So who does that leave?
You would ask me now. Well, after I changed it. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you exactly who it leaves. Talk about yourselves until I can find it.
How about that weather out there, Olvega?
It's kind of nice tonight, actually. You know,
yeah,
a little
not
bit
too
shady,
bad,
but not bad.
Yeah.
Like jacket weather.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma City.
Hey, jacket weather.
Like the perfect date.
Yes. Are you done yet, Judge? I can't think of anything else to talk with him about.
Okay. As far as right now, we have Johnny Blaze in there, Hot Shot, and Undertaker is in there. And Simply the Best, and Hotshot Chaz.
All right.
I've got to go back and do some calculations, but I'll get that total to you next week and let you see exactly who's going to be there, because I really don't know right now who's still available, because I didn't pull that up and I lost the page that I had it on. See, that's the thing about Judge. Judge forgets, and I forgot what you want me to do, so. Hello?
Yes. Oh,
live radio, guys. Stay on.
Live radio, Judge. Well, Judge, let's talk about your series with Draven Blackbird. You wanted this to be pre-Graveyard Smash. What is it going to be, a best of five, best of seven? What's it going to be?
It's going to be a best of five. You know, here's the thing. You know, Jerica Paige is back, which is, she's always been the gauntlet person who would show, I want a gauntlet. And she would do a gauntlet, and she would pass out in the last three or four, five matches of the gauntlet, and we never would finish it. But I wanted to do something different, and I'm what do we call it? Hell, I don't even remember what we called it. The graveyard, pre-graveyard, hell in this garden. I don't know what we call it. I'll think of some other thing and get another thing out about it. But it's going to be a series of five matches. We're going to do it from different things. One is going to be a straitjacket match. One's going to be a where you're in the straitjacket, you can only use leg moves. Another one's going to be a we're going to return to an abandoned church and have another church on fire crucifix match. It's going to be different things. We've got some pretty scary stuff that we're going to do, and I've been messaging him, and he messages me. We've been working out some stuff. My people's getting with his people, and we're trying to figure out exactly how far we can go and what we can do. And as far as the legal access is concerned, about you, we don't want you to lose your insurance and stuff. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to need some details. I hope you and Draven work that out and let me know exactly when this is going
to
be. And
I've got it wrote down. I just haven't got it to you yet. I'll get it right. I'll get it sent to you before the end of the night.
All right. I appreciate that, Judge. I need the details. That way we can be ready for that. All right. Thank you, Judge.
Oh, and one last thing. Next week. I may have a surprise for you guys.
A surprise? Is this like a going-away gift or what?
Like a Maserati? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't say it's a surprise.
You're not going to steal something from some museum again, are you? That's,
There's only so many times I can get you talked out of that.
You know that, right? There's only so many times I can say, he was just borrowing it. We returned it. Here's the, stuff. You're not doing something like that, are you?
No. Trust me, this is going to be a wicked surprise. This is actually going to be a blast.
Wait, the stuff he gave you?
This is going to be a blast from the past.
Oh, God. I fear. Because you know how many blasts you have from the past.
There's a lot of past, man.
There's a lot of past, and there's been a lot of blasts.
I think this is a blast
from the past. He's gonna give us Billy Joel's house.
You what?
No.
A blast
from
the past.
All right, Judge. Well, we look forward to that, I think.
It's going to be as exciting as my halftime shows.
Okay. I suppose that could be a good thing. I look forward to it, whatever it is, pensively.
You'll enjoy it. Trust me, I'll never let you down. See you next week.
Thank you, Judge. All right, so that was Judgment taking a step back. But I have a feeling he's going to be gone, El Vacant, but he's not going to be gone, if you know what I mean.
He's like a bad rash.
All right, so we talked earlier. We heard from the unsettled Chris Cage. It is now time to speak to his opponent at Graveyard Smash. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is
Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, Amadeus. Vacant.
So.
Why?
And yes, El Vacant is here as well. But you heard the words of the Unsettled One. You've heard the conversations we've had. So talk to me about if anything's changed in your strategy going into this match against the Unsettled One at Graveyard Smash.
Well, I mean, one thing has changed. I wouldn't necessarily say it's my strategy. But, yeah, I was really looking forward to this match. I really, really was. I mean, you may recall, I have had a lot of good things to say about Christopher Cage for quite some time. I've said for a long time he was going to find himself in this position at some point. And when he had the chance to become number one contender, I said at the time that I was pulling for him because I would really, really like to face someone new. And unfortunately, now I'm not going to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, we're talking about if this is indeed the Maestro, which I'm starting to come around to that way of thinking, he's in a different person. He's not in me. Now, I have never claimed to be the greatest wrestler in the world. I've never claimed to be the most dominant athlete in WU or in RAWF or anywhere else. I am, you know, I'm a sturdy veteran, but I'm certainly not of the caliber of a paragon of greatness or simply the best or even the Unsettled Chris Cage. Maestro chose, if I'm being honest, a stronger person this year. He actually got smarter. Shouldn't that concern you?
I am feeling something, but concern is not the word I would use to describe it. No, that's definitely not the word. But to answer your question before we go into what I am feeling, should I be worried? Should I be like, no, see, because here's the thing that I think you've forgotten, and more importantly, I think the Maestro has forgotten. You see, before I was the 9-time RAWF World Champion, before I was the 2-time RAWF Hall of Famer, before I was a rookie in RAWF, before I ever wrestled a single match, before I was Griffith, the immortal Davian, before any of you or any ancestor you're aware of were born, there was something else I was, something I always have been, something I was created to be, and that is the thing that destroys the monsters. That is what I do. That is what I am. Do you think I am worried about some low-rate demon? I relish the idea of being able to beat him again. This couldn't have become any easier for me if you had lopped off Chris's hands. You see, Chris may be unsettled. Chris may be a bit of an enigma for me. I know that's another guy, but, you know, it's still a word. Chris may be a bit of an enigma for me, but the Maestro, not so much. I know how to beat demons. I know how to send them back where they came from. And that is exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, as confident as you sound, Griff, and you always do sound confident, you know, it would be wrong for me not to mention that the man didn't just kill you once. I mean, last year he kind of killed you several times. He has the ability, if not, yes, you bounce back and you resurrect, but it only takes one moment, 1 second, 2 seconds, really, to get a 3 count.
True. You're absolutely correct.
And while you may not be concerned, there, I certainly have to say I'm concerned, and I know Maeve is concerned, and I'm sure others are as well. So, I mean...
And here's the thing. With what he did last year, you know what that taught me? Well, it taught me two things. One, provide my own water bottles. Two, I worry the maestro. So you're asking me if I'm concerned, whatever. But what I've learned is that I clearly concern him. Because he went out of his way last year to try and neutralize me, to get me out of the way so that he could receive his goal. That's the thing I think everyone should remember. And he's right. I should concern him. Because I'm the one person in his company he can never really get rid of, no matter what he does. You see, he has to win over and over and over again for eternity. I have to win once. I'm really good at winning once. Hell, according to this belt, I'm really good at winning 9 times.
Elvakid, any questions for the champ?
I mean, I'm going to get back to, he kind of made this thing where he said, you know, that's not what he's feeling, but we're going to get back to what he's feeling. So what are you feeling if you're not feeling concerned?
What am I feeling? No, I'll tell you what I'm feeling. Disappointed. I'm feeling disappointed. I really looked forward to facing the unsettled Christopher Cage one-on-one for the RAWF World Heavyweight title. I looked forward to being at the end of that journal, the end, that last chapter in the book of the rise of Chris Cage, to be like, can he do it? Everything he's done, all the work he's put in, the improvements he's made to himself, to finally get there. And then at the end, what does he do? He takes a shortcut. And he pulls in this thing from outside because he knows without it he can't beat me. He knows. This is an act of a scared, desperate man. And now I've learned everything I need to learn about Chris Cage. So I'm not super interested in that chapter anymore. Because what I thought I was reading was a book about a man on a journey to improve himself. And what it turns out I'm reading is a man on a journey to destroy himself.
All right. Well, Griffith, it is just 2 weeks away, the big match with the unsettled Chris Cage for the World Heavyweight Championship. We will talk more about this next week as more, I'm sure, more of this will unfold, but good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, El Vacant, he's certainly putting on his usual front, no doubt about it. Do you think there is any concern within the Immortal Griffith about the state of his challenger?
I mean, it's hard to tell. So what I've dealt with him in the past is that usually if he's concerned about someone, either A, he flat out says it, or he gets angry, right? Like he'll find a reason to get angry. And he hasn't done either of those, so I don't know. I mean, maybe he should be concerned, but I think he told the truth. I think he's disappointed.
All right. Well, we will find out come 2 weeks from tonight. It will be the Immortal Griffith versus the Unsettled Cage for the Unsettled Chris Cage for the World Heavyweight Championship. All right, our next guest, we had him on earlier for his report. Let's bring back the Razor. Razor, are you there?
I'm here, LA.
So, First of all, congratulations on your indoctrination into the Dirty Outcast Club. And it seems to be paying dividends for you early. Talk to me about the joining of why you joined the Dirty Outcast Club and how you think it is helping you in RAWS.
Well, L.A., it seems my career, every time that I get on a roll, a roadblock is put in my way and it stops the roll that I'm on. Well, I think with the drive, determination, and competence of the Dirty Outcast, maybe those roadblocks won't get in my way and I can get to where I want to be in this company.
Good. Good, Razor, because it is nice to see you back in the top 25. I'm hoping you can finish the period in the same position or maybe even better. But talk to me about Conk's leadership. What kind of leader is Conk in the Dirty Outcast Club, and what would you contribute his wisdom to the rise of people like Natalya Nitro and Aaron McFadden?
Yes, I would. Conk's got very good advice, and it benefits the others to listen to what he has to say.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I have to ask you because, you know, your longtime rivalry with Paige, what did you think of her return tonight? Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised. Paige has always showed up here or there. And I have to be honest, I'm happy to see her back.
I think that's a sentiment that a lot of us certainly share. It's good to see anybody who likes to come back to RAWF. I'm glad that people enjoy coming back to RAWF after taking long layoffs. We've certainly seen our share of that in over the past few weeks, including Draven and Terrell. So certainly glad to have her back, and hopefully she will. She will make an impact here, as well as you, Razor, making an impact as well. I do have the Superstars undercard here from our good friend Randolph Mortimer Draw, and your opponent tomorrow will be Ken Costa. Are you familiar with Ken?
I can't say that I am, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Let's see if you can continue the great work you've been doing so far this rankings period, Razor. Tomorrow it will be you versus Ken Costa here in Oklahoma City. Any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, I just got one final thought. I'd like to shout out to my misfit brother, Judgment, and wish him well with his future endeavors. He has certainly earned a rest.
We don't like to say it like that, Razor. It sounds like we're firing the poor guy. That's what you say when you fire somebody.
Future endeavors, yeah.
That's old John Laurinaitis there coming out in Razor. All right, but at any rate, I agree with you, Razor. We wish Judge nothing but the best, and hopefully, I'm sure we've not seen. I'm sure he will be around for quite a while. So, all right. Thank you, Razor. I'm going to now bring back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, sir, are you still with us?
Yep. I usually come in here like a fireball with all that energy. I just, yep.
Yeah, that was something I wasn't expecting.
I thought there was my fly.
It's one of those all days, right. LA, you know, just feeling real chill.
Okay, feeling all chill and maxing all cool and bebop outside the school and all that good shit?
Yeah, I just got to make sure that there aren't a couple of guys who are up to no good. I don't want any trouble in my neighborhood.
Speaking of getting in one little fight and your mama gets scared, at Graveyard Smash in 2 weeks, it will be a fight for the Powerball Championship as you challenge Sassy Applebee's. And Sassy is nothing to sneeze at. There ain't no doubt about it. She beat the Immortal Griffith for that championship just last month, so you know she's a force to be reckoned with. What kind of preparation do you have to go through to face an opponent of Sassy's caliber?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I thought Sassy pulled off a huge victory last month, and it's kind of weird that the way that this sport kind of moves sometimes, where we forget really quickly. Just this time, right before the last pay-per-view, the world was ablaze about all of the things that Sassy was doing. It's kind of been quiet on that front for a couple of weeks. But Paragon of Greatness is nothing if not a student of the game. I don't forget easily. I don't move on until there's a reason to do so. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, Sassy Appleby is still on the top of the world. This is not going to be a match that I think that I'm just going to be able to walk in and easily take away a championship. Like you said, she just beat an opponent that is, you don't beat that guy for titles, you know? So it's not going to be an easy match. I think it's going to be a match that surprises a lot of people for its kind of position on the card. Powerball Championship, usually kind of near the bottom of the championship as far as like the where it's presented on the card, but I think that we're going to have ourselves one of the matches of the night. And I think that as a brilliant luminary once said, money isn't everything. It's the only thing. So everybody's got a price, and $1 million Paragon is walking out with that Powerball Championship.
All right. I like that. That was good. I like that. That was good. Money changes everything, as they like to say or sing. But that is certainly going to be interesting. An interesting match at Graveyard Smash. Let's talk about your match tomorrow. Let's see who you have. You'll be taking on newcomer to RAWF, Death Penalty. Are you familiar with this man? I'm slightly familiar with him, but what do you know about the man called Death Penalty?
I would say I'm right there about in the same boat as you. I've been in this business for a long time. I've crossed paths with the guy over the years a number of times, but I can't say that I've ever been in a company that I call home, where I actively study my opponents, that I've really spent a whole lot of time with Death Penalty. He's a bit of an unknown. Interesting enough, last time we were here on After Hours, Randy put me in a matchup with Terrell the Motherfucking Truth on his return to Superstar. So it looks like this month I'm kind of working on this, a little bit of a welcoming crew kind of thing. I'll take it. You know, there's no better way to throw people right into the fire at RAWF than putting him up against Paragon of Greatness on Superstars. With that said, I anticipate the victory. You know, I'm never going to go out to a match and go halfway. I treat every match very importantly. But this could be a huge moment for Death Penalty to kind of prove himself, because while this rankings period started off pretty well, it's kind of turned into a bit of a Murphy's Law month for me. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. A lot of things are sort of falling off, and it's getting close to a mode where I'm going to have to start focusing on what I've got at the pay-per-view, you know, what kind of events that I have going on. It's looking like my shot at the kind of top ranking spot that I've been having throughout the year is kind of slipping away right now, and this is the moment for somebody to kind of sneak in a victory while things are kind of catastrophically going wrong. I'm tripping over my own shoelaces out there in every match. So Death Penalty is primed for a huge breakout match. That being said, it's only a matter of time before I right the ship at any given point. I can't anticipate that I'm going to, you know, go out there and lay an egg for like a third time in a row. This, if it's not the breakout for Death Penalty, it could be an ugly match in a get-right match for Paragon. It could go either way, but I don't anticipate that the newcomer is going to walk away with the victory.
All right. Well, with that being said, Paragon, let's we talked about the – I know for some reason you seem to be the Papa Shaker expert these days. I know I ask about it every week, but you've seen what's been going on. There's apparently going to be a hardcore handicap match tomorrow between Chris Cage, Papa Shaker, and Double Freaking A. Why do you think Double Freaking A would accept this? What's going on here? Could you ponder this?
Why he would accept this? Other than to rub salt in the wounds of Papa Shaker, you know, mock the injuries that he's laid onto his friend, show him that he's so unconcerned with Papa Shaker after the damage he's dealt to him that he'll add an entire second person. I don't understand why he would accept this. It's baffling, but the entire situation with Double Freaking A has kind of baffled me. This may be the last week that I'll be able to provide insights into what's going on, as it seems like they've kind of moved on from whatever involvement I had in the situation. But I can tell you, in that cage match where Double Freaking A shocked the audience by turning on Papa Shaker, it wasn't just a regular attack. It was something incredibly vicious, malicious, dangerous, a kind of impact that I hate to say this because I don't want to say anything positive about what he did because it was absolutely disgusting. But it is an impression that it's a heck of a way to make a first impression. That's something that people are not going to forget, the way that he viciously assaulted Papa Shaker. I honestly thought that Papa Shaker, a friend of mine, may have had the last match of his career. Also attacking Wildfire at ringside. Fortunately, she seems to have gotten away from the situation very unscathed. But I think something that's incredibly telling to the condition of Papa Shaker in the moment, as the match was over, medical, you know, rushing the ring, the ferocity of this attack and the condition that Papa Shaker seemed to be in at the time saw the unsettled Chris Cage and the Paragon of Greatness together at the side of Papa Shaker. No disdain in the moment, no bickering, no fighting. Just moments prior, we had brawled to the backstage area out of that match, and for a moment, the two of us, most notoriously at each other's throats at all times, had the health of Papa Shaker on our minds. We were concerned that this really could have been the end of a career, and the smugness of Double Freaking A to do something like that and then to willingly take on not just Papa Shaker but add Chris Cage to the mix. Clearly he has a plan, and whatever is going on through his mind, I think that he's somebody to watch right now, because dangerous may not even be an accurate word. He's something worse than dangerous is what seems to be going on with Double Freaking A. Completely out of nowhere, you know, a lot of spooky things have been happening lately. A lot of things that people don't want to look at happen in the Halloween season, and it looks like Double Freaking A might just be part of that mix, because the man was terrifying on that night.
All right. Well, Paragon, we will talk to you again soon, leading up to Graveyard Smash and other things. By the way, real quick, Radical Rumble, you heard the, you know what's going on, and how are you enjoying the Rumble, and chance that you may move on to the Final Four, which is going to be interesting. Talk to me about the Rumble real quick.
You know, I think I've gone at length about this before. I love the strategic element about it, that the chaos, the mass of this great roster being able to work into the same event at the same time with all of the different possibilities, the combinations. This particular round, I mean, you guys aren't wrong. What a murderer's row for this match. Nightcrawler, myself, simply the best. Honestly, I'm not going to sit here and be overly confident about it. I, myself, am simply the best. Tore down the house like we always do. Every single match that the two of us have, it's within inches of victory for either one of us. Once again, I stole this victory from simply the best, who had it at hand. I could have collapsed at any minute and also gotten pinned by simply the best. It was that close. Right now, I'm in a slight lead with Nightcrawler, but it is far from over. The opera lady is not taken the stage and started singing yet. If I can pull off this victory, if I can keep this victory from Nightcrawler, I'm going to consider this my biggest break of the entire Radical Rumble, the entire format, the way that it is set up. It could be an eternity of matches, and if I can slip past simply the best and Nightcrawler in one swoop, I would consider that, first and foremost, pretty lucky, because this could be a match that goes on for a very long time. And secondly, that is going to be the victory of the entire Rumble for me. If I'm able to pull this off in one, that will be a huge relief.
All right. Well, Paragon, good luck to you in the continued good luck to you in the Rumble, and we'll see. That one has been very interesting, to say the least. That is one of the best events. I love the Radical Rumble. It's been a great event thus far, and I'm sure it will continue to be so. Any final thought? With that being said, Paragon, actually got several callers, so thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, she has I think it's still at 25 million at this point, El Vacant, the bounty on this lady for whoever can unseat her of a RAWF championship. And let's talk to the reigning Champions Choice champion. She is. Gentlemen, the lovely Maeve O'Hare now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Maeve. Top of the evening to you.
Good evening, Wolfman. Good evening, Vacant.
Why?
So Maeve, first off, since it's on our mouths, we were just talking with Paragon about, let's talk about the Radical Rumble. You still a participant in it, and how do you feel about your chances of, now that, you got past the first round and are now in a competition with Chris Cage and Big Papa, is that right? Is it Chris Cage and Big Papa?
It's Knox Boogie.
Knox Boogie.
Very
Chris
different.
Cage and Knox Boogie. yes.
Rather different, yes.
Yes, rather different. Sorry. I think it was, but at any rate, Knox Boogie. Talk to me about the Rumble, how you feel it's going, and what do you, how do you feel your chances are at this
point? I have such a bone to pick with you.
I didn't do
it. Go out there. You did and you didn't. I go out there, and I'm having my match with Chris Cage, as one does. And this Egypt starts rhyming at me. His eyes start flashing green. Do you know who else does that?
When did you have the match with Chris Cage?
I think you might know him very well. What?
When was this match?
It's going on right now. In the Radical Rumble. The match that we were just talking about.
Yeah, we're in the Rumble.
That's the other one in her triplet.
Yes, okay. And I get it, Maeve. I get it. And I'm starting to be extremely concerned myself that...
Then what are you going to do about it?
I mean, what can I do about it at this point? If this is indeed...
Fire him. Fire him.
No. I can't do that. He's got an ironclad contract.
Well, you need better lawyers.
I got even more...
I'm just saying, if he can't win a match in RAWF, then he can't take over. I'm just saying.
There's a logic there.
Is this the point I should mention that Randy may have picked you to face Chris Cage tomorrow on Superstars?
Boss man.
I'm just going to be over here.
It's not enough that I had to deal with that green-eyed git all last Halloween season. Now you're just throwing me to Chris Cage every chance you get.
Every chance I get. First of all, it wasn't me. Talk to Randy. This is the list.
I've never seen Randy. I've never spoken to Randy. I've never heard Randy. I'm starting to suspect that there's no Randy. I think it's just you.
Either that or Randy is terrified of the wrestlers because of what he does to them on a regular basis.
I mean, that could also be it. I would be afeard if I were Randy.
I'm sorry, Maeve, but it is the truth.
I don't know if I believe that.
What's that?
I don't know if I believe that you're sorry.
No, Randy keeps to himself because he knows there. If you knew who he was and what he looked like, that there'd be people that would want to beat his ass. And so, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, I suspect that he has long blonde hair and a taste for nice suits. Whatever. It is what it is.
So, let's talk about Graveyard
Smash. Can we move on to something else that's not...
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Your pending Champions Choice defense... 2 weeks from two weeks from tomorrow night at Graveyard Smash. Have you chosen an opponent as of this moment?
Champion's choice, he asks. Same question, week after week. Patience is virtue. You'll know when I'm ready for you to know. But to answer your question, yes, I've chosen.
But you're not going to tell me because you're mad at me because you think I'm Randy.
That's not the only reason I'm mad at you. But
I think she's still trying to get the bounty up.
You know, now that we bring that up, $25 million, that sounds like an awful lot. But let's do better. We got 2 weeks. I would purely love to see that hit $30 million. I mean, if I'm going to keep Bossman in suspense about this, we ought to make it worthwhile. So, come on, stop being cheap, folks. Just 5 million more coins, that's all we need.
Have you ever, why do I feel like I'm a Jerry Lewis telethon right now?
What? It was Jerry Lewis.
El Vacant, did you get that reference?
I understood. I was there with you.
Jerry Lewis used to have telethons where in every towards the end of the telethons, we just need this much more. Just one much more. Just come on, a few more dollars.
I mean, 5 million coins. What's 5 million coins between friends? What?
So let's see, who Bacon, all
did
has
you
participated
hear that?
So far in the bounty?
You hush 1 second. Bacon, did you hear that?
I heard something.
Heard what?
Now.
Sounded suspiciously like something you promised us we'd never hear again, but let's move on. What were your questions?
What was that?
You
never
really
hear
don't
again.
Go back and listen to any of the old shows, do you?
I promise never do a Jerry Lewis impression again? I don't remember that. Okay. Anyways.
Anywho. What were you saying, Bossman?
Nice lady. Fine lady.
Let's talk about, so far we've had Conk, Extreme Enigma, DW, Hobo Ezekiel, Razor. Those have all been
mm-hmm.
participants in this bounty. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So I don't know that you're going to get any more added to that. I don't think anybody else. I don't think you have that many more haters. Just to say. And I didn't even think. I don't even think Hobo's a hater. I think
know,
he just.
I know I got at least one more. But might have to wait till he wins the Powerball before he's feeling flush enough.
All right. Well, with that being said, Maeve, good luck tomorrow against the Unsettled One. And any questions for Maeve?
I liked him better when he were blonde. I'm just saying.
I am blonde. I've always been blonde.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I see what you're saying. No,
not yourself, boss man. The other one with the green eyes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I understand now. All right, Maeve, thank you for your time tonight, and hopefully you'll let us know who that opponent is someday. Appreciate it. Thank you. That'd be nice. Enjoy the weather here in Oklahoma City.
It does feel nice here tonight. I like it. I'm enjoying it so far. It's much better than it being, you know, a million degrees at midnight. Anyway. Never mind. Good night, Wolfman. Good night, Vacant.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Look, you know, El Vacant, if this is all true, and if Maestro has jumped to Chris Cage, why is it... Are people going to start blaming me for this? Because I had nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Probably. You blame me for this?
Oh, but you said, are people going to it? Probably. They will probably blame you.
I didn't do nothing. It wasn't my choice.
Right, but you're the boss guy, so the buck stops with you. I'm not saying it'll be fair. I'm just saying you're right. Some people will unfairly blame you.
Yeah, true enough. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is an RAWF Hall of Famer who has an interesting story. I don't know if you all checked it out earlier this week. If you haven't, you might want to go check out The Devil's Cut, a scene here in RAWF. We will talk to the man who went through this ordeal. He is... I'm a hillbilly riding my gal on my side, and we'll do
you. Jokers who might be some tokers, and we're doing it all the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Redneck Avenger is here. R.A., are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Man, this time I went ahead and got the whole six-pack out the fridge because I didn't want to get caught going to the fridge like I usually do before I'm able to get on. Maybe you just have perfect timing normally, so I just kind of stacked the deck and brought the first six-pack out.
So let me guess, you're down to one?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're down to one?
Yeah, I'm down to one. So, I mean, I sent Hank to go to the fridge this time. Here you go. You ready for it? Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Go ahead and sit down there, right there.
Well, R.A., I shared the URL of the scene in the chat.
Thank you.
But I want to hear your personal take on it. So basically this was another flashback or a flashback into I'm not sure what the heck this was, to be honest with you, but this similar to something that happened to you a couple of years ago. So talk to me about what's going on here.
What I've seen as far as a pattern is whenever those flashbacks happen, it's usually around a date, and it's around something significant. Like, I've had several of them so far. It has to do with a place and a date, and whenever you're close by, you go. Well, Philadelphia is not very far from the Gettysburg Battlefield, and it was the actual 160th anniversary of the second day whenever the pay-per-view happened. So I don't know the... whatever aligns that does this to me, aligned together and threw me back there, right in the devil's den. It was a very hotly contested portion of the battle, and it was a pretty make or break. And it's interesting because you and I know who won the whole thing, but at the time, whenever you're there and in the present, you really don't, because you're really in the present. What is right there in front of you is what is present. And it was quite the ordeal. Got to see, hear, taste the air, smell the smells. It's a lot more real than what you read sterilely, what your silly history teachers try to make you memorize dates. Memorizing dates doesn't make sense, but it can make sense. It's just it doesn't string together and it doesn't tell the story. But it was quite the ordeal. I don't know if you went to the Hall of Fame scene, and I went ahead and had a part sewn on that's kind of become a part of me. I guess I was a general for a day, but it didn't work out well.
It was certainly interesting, right? And like we say, you say it happens around a certain date. And, I mean... obviously, the person in this is meant to be, say, not you per se, but maybe a relative that fought in the Civil War, or am I reading this totally wrong? Did this event actually happen, or is it something your mind is creating? I'm confused.
Well, these flashes, the way they are, they actually happen, and some pieces of it, because, they can see some of the previous flashes, but whatever... invokes it. It happens around a certain date. For instance, the Spanish-American War, when it happened close to the Battle of Las Cucinas that was described in there. World War One, that scene happened right at the time that the United States declared war on Germany, and then World War Two one just followed in on that. Don't know exactly what does it, but it shows, especially like in the World War II one, it shows it, and the Spanish-American War one, it's me that's there, and I even have a wound from World War I, as strange as that sounds. It's just like it blips me in bodily, and then when you're there, it's like you've lived another life, but you're still you, even down to the tattoos. And then, boop, you're extracted at some point in that entire ordeal. So, I mean, it's hard to describe, and I'm not really sure what causes it. But this one was different in that this is the first time I'd ever gone back to somebody. And that was the one of the very first one that was at San Antonio that happened, I guess, that pay-per-view 3 years ago. And it was that was sparked by, strangely enough, whenever Judge had said, the bloodiest battle in San Antonio since the Alamo. And it was like this memory kicked in that not all battles in San Antonio were bloody. And it went back to the first military action of the Civil War. If someone reads that, they'll understand the segue in to whenever he meets Robert E. Lee for the first time. So the whole thing is just kind of a strange anomaly, and I don't really know what causes it.
I don't either. I mean, I know you've been through some wars in the ring, R.A., but we know that. History does not really record a soldier named the Redneck Avenger involved in the Civil War, but I suppose
exactly.
Anything's possible here. What's the next step? What is it we got to do to get this to I don't know. Does this need to be resolved? Is there something you need to happen? Talk to me about what your next step on dealing with this is.
Well, some of this is that Susie and I, of course, we're still together. She just kind of retired from in-ring action here. And
how is
Elfie? We're working.
Tell her I said
hi. She's actually doing pretty well. I most definitely will.
The cookie business still going good?
The cookie business is going well. She's been, she's got that. She's got the ranch in New Mexico and El Bacon. You can tell your abuela that the donkeys are doing all right. You know, she keeps tabs on your abuela. And
somebody asked.
Yes, exactly. But you know, every once in a while, she'll slip us a batch of tamales, and I always appreciate that. But that's a lot of where she's at, kind of in semi-retirement. But we're working on something to try to get to the bottom of all this. It'll be quite interesting.
And of course, speaking of Susie, you can check her out. Her EXW show on YouTube, I believe it's EXW Wrestling on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She does it like two or three times a week. If you have YouTube, look her up and follow her. She does a great job with her what do you call it? Not Madden, WWE 2K.
23
game show.
We're rolling 23.
We're running and rolling with 23. Thank you, Maeve, for sharing the... Yes, there it is, Elite Extreme Women.
Thank you so much,
Maeve. She does a great job with that, does Susie the Elf. So she's not in action here in Unstoppable, but she is in action on YouTube. But back to you, R.A. So we got a little sidetracked there. What is it we need? Is there something you need from me or need to happen to make this, to fix whatever's going on here?
Actually, let's keep going on the circuit. And if some other place triggers something, then that will at least get us one step closer. Each time it happens, you kind of get a little bit more clarity.
Well, I mean, we're in Oklahoma City this week, as you know, tomorrow. Let me look at. We're in Las Vegas for Graveyard Smash in 2 weeks, and then next week, double check my schedule. I know where we are. Just want to double check that I don't say it the wrong way. We are in Omaha, Nebraska next week. So
Omaha, Nebraska.
I don't remember too many Civil War battles going on in Omaha, but then again, I'm not a history buff, so.
No, there wasn't much of it. There wasn't much that went on there. Actually, there were some frontier pieces that went. You had in 1862, you had Red Cloud's War, but that was mostly in Minnesota. It didn't not much of that reached Nebraska.
Yeah, You seem to know a lot about the Civil War. I'm just saying, but I appreciate that. Your opponent tomorrow here in Oklahoma City is the fabulous Nuthouse Fargo.
Oh, that's always a fun fight.
You're familiar with old Nuthouse, huh? Talk to me about
yes,
the match.
Yes, I am. Oh, the match is going to probably be pretty predictable. You know, I hesitate to talk stuff because every time I talk something like that, it's like a curse. It's like the fail fairy goes, oh, really? And jumps right into the middle of the match. But it'll be an entertaining match. That's kind of what I'll say. And I think it will probably go right out about the way people believe it will, like it normally would. It's kind of like, you know, bug meat windshield.
All right. Well, we will see what happens tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Thank you for your time, R.A., and let me know. Keep us informed on any of these, we can only call them flashbacks, occur.
Yes, most definitely will. And if we start getting some action to start mitigating that, we'll definitely let you all in on that, too.
All right, yeah. All right, thank you for your time tonight, and good luck tomorrow against the fabulous Nuthouse Fargo.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, Elliot.
Yeah, it's been interesting, Elvacant. This is something I've never seen before, somebody having flashbacks in history. It's almost like a quantum leap type of thing that's happening with RA occasionally, and I'll have to keep an eye on that. That is obviously strange, but... We'll see. Hopefully he figures out what's going on.
I mean, I'm just wondering if he's been getting a little into the peyote. I'm just saying, because that shit will make you see God.
Yeah. All right. So our next guest still hasn't given me a theme song to play for him, because I don't think he's no longer going by... the Albatross Unlimited, the artist formerly known as Albatross Unlimited. He is joining us now, the Belt Collector. Belt Collector, good evening.
How are we doing tonight?
We're doing all right, BC. How are you feeling? And talk to me about what's been going on here.
Well, I've just been away, just been kind of staying, you know, staying away for a couple of weeks, just kind of doing my matches, just kind of, you know. So, I was a little bit late tonight, you know, I was just kind of, as she was down the Red River watching, actually, I was actually at the game today, we're in Oklahoma City, so I kind of just came up from Dallas, you know, down in that area and watched the Red River shootout game this morning.
The big Red River shootout that was won by Oklahoma, and I believe was an upset. Texas was favored in that game, Oklahoma, but they were both great teams. It was a great game, from what I hear.
I was there today. I actually watched the game, and actually it was a pretty good game, and made my way up to OKC. So it was a pretty good game today.
And I'm sure the people in OKC are celebrating that victory. But let's talk about you. Let's be honest, you haven't been celebrating a lot of victories lately. What do we got to do to right the ship, BC?
I think I just won over Draven, I think, just the other day, I believe. I think I did.
Start. That's certainly a start.
I'm facing Sassy right now. I know she's been pretty popular here in RWS here the last couple months. So,
all right. Well, not too bad.
Just been kind of, you know, going the flow. Right. Kind of just kind of.
Well, we got to get you. You're not sounding as excited as maybe you were a few weeks ago when you first started changed your name from Albatross to Belt Collector. What we got to do to pump you up a bit and get you excited again? Is something?
Well, we can figure out something to do maybe for Graveyard Smash in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you can find your
that can help.
Best thing for that is always a call out scene there, Belt Collector. You make a scene, call some, you say, hey, anybody want to face me?
Or you could do it right here on, on After Hours. That could work too.
Well, we could do that.
Let's see. It's Grab Your Smash. Halloween's coming up. How about I kind of got an idea, actually. How about a 300 health match? Kind of a, Standard health kind of Halloween. I don't know what kind of match you could call it.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's think about this for a second. Halloween usually involves, something like monsters or, maybe something sharp. Things that are sharp. Wouldn't you agree? Things that are sharp might could get involved. What do you think?
What was the old pay-per-view back in the day that I used to watch back when I was little? Oh, yeah. What was it called? Halloween Havoc, wasn't it, back in the day? Yeah, about a 300 health Halloween Havoc match. How about that?
A Halloween Havoc match. Well, I don't know I can use that term. It is trademarked, but we can think of something. I just need to find you an opponent, and I think someone's volunteering.
LA, did you say sharps?
I did say sharps.
Halloween, sharps, 300 health, hardcore? You're on.
Belt Collector, what do you think? You, Jerrica Paige, 300 health, hardcore rules, anything goes.
What is my favorite? It is Halloween season. What's my favorite doll? Kind of like to say, Chucky wants to play.
No. See, Chucky's overrated. Chucky's old. Want to play a game?
It's more like Saul, huh? Okay.
I think you might want to go back to previous Halloween graveyard smashes and some other matches. I don't play nice, especially when I'm allowed to have my sharps. Might want to talk to a few people in RAWS.
She's very savvy.
But I'll see you. I'll see you at Graveyard Smash.
You got it. I think what we're going to call this, because it is Graveyard Smash, I think we're going to find ourselves a graveyard, and you two can fight it out in the graveyard. Anything goes. 300 health. No rules.
Oh, it's good to be back.
There you go.
All right. So good.
There you go.
Challenge accepted. How about that?
Signed, sealed, and delivered. Belt Collector versus Jerrica Paige at Graveyard Smash in a graveyard match. You got it.
So since we're still on here, so what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Belt Collector, you will be going up against Anton Dare. That is who you face tomorrow on Superstars, Anton Dare. Any quick thoughts on that?
All right. I guess that'd be like a warm-up match for Graveyard Smash a little bit. So,
All right. Thank you, Paige. Thank you, BC. Both of you. And good luck to you at Graveyard Smash. It sounds like it's going to be,
It's going to be a little spooky.
It's going to be something. All right. So, L Vacant, we've come to about the end of another wonderful evening. I don't think we've gotten everybody in. Tomorrow on Superstar, some other matchups that some people in the chat will be interested in. Let's see here. Who we got? Hobo Ezekiel is out there. Hobo, you will be taking on... Big list. Hobo Ezekiel to take on Sassy Applebee's. That'll be a good match. We already said Chris Cage. Griff. Oh, did I tell Griff who he was facing, El Vacant?
I don't think so.
No. He'll be taking on Soul Reaper, another newcomer to RAWF. What indoctrination that'll be for Soul Reaper. Told Razor, Paragon. I think I told Paragon, yes. And, yeah, that's it. Other interesting matchups tomorrow, AF James versus Big Papa, ought to be a good one. D's versus TPO. Extreme Enigma versus Papa Shaker, that could get interesting. And Hotshot Chaz versus Natalya Nitro, two top 25 people going at it there. And Kayla the Governess to face Billy Double Frickin' A. And Marquis de Sade to take on Black Lilith, another top 25 matchup there. So... and Conk versus Simply the Best. That's another good one there. All right, so those are some of the better matchups tomorrow here on Superstars here from Oklahoma City. And El Vacant, any final thoughts before we sign off? Anything you'd like to comment on or talk about, whether it be Graveyard Smash or RAWF in general?
I would like to comment on the fact that I am very dehydrated right now and I need blood liquid.
Very dehydrated?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, if you're very dehydrated...
I've been fighting for a long time. Never mind, I'm good.
All righty. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to call it a night. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. He really is the maestro, isn't he?
Hello.
Yeah.
Every time.